idealist. He has yet to find out what's in the public interest is not what the public is interested in.
Say again?
I mean, gentlemen, that people probably think he's doing a good job, but what they are buying is the Enquirer. The news is more interesting. Did I ever tell you, Mr. Slant, that a lie will go round the world before the truth has got its boots on?
A great many times, sir, said Slant, with slightly less than his usual keen diplomacy. He realized this and added, A valuable insight, I'm sure.
Good. The most important chair sniffed. Keep an eye on our workman, Mr. Slant.
It was midnight in the Temple of Om in the Street of Small Gods, and one light burned in the vestry. It was a candle in a very heavy, ornate candlestick, and it was, in a way, sending a prayer to heaven. The prayer, from the Gospel according to the Miscreants, was, Don't let anyone find us pinching this stuff. Mr. Pin rummaged in a cupboard.
I can't find anything in your size, he said. It looks as though... Oh, no, sheesh. Incense is for burning.
Tulip sneezed, pebble dashing the opposite wall with sandalwood.
You could have told me before, he muttered. I've got some papers.
Have you been chasing the oven cleaner again? Said Mr. Pin accusingly. I want you focused, understand? Now, the only thing I can find in here that will fit you...
The door creaked open, and a small, elderly priest wandered into the room. Mr. Pin instinctively grasped the big candlestick.
Hello, are you here for the midnight service?
Said the old man, blinking in the light. This time it was Tulip who grabbed Mr. Pin's arm as he raised the candlestick.
Are you mad? What kind of person are you? He growled.
What? We can't let him... Mr. Tulip snatched the silver stick out of his partner's hand.
I mean, look at that ing thing, will you? He said, ignoring the bemused priest. That's a genuine Cellini, 500 years old. Look at the chasing work on that snuffer, will you? Sheesh to you, it's nothing more than 5 ing pounds of silver, right?
Actually, it's a futtock,
said the old priest, who still hadn't yet got up to mental speed.
What, the pupil?
Said Mr. Tulip, his eyes ceasing their spin out of surprise. He turned the candlestick over and looked at the base.
Hey, that's right. There's the Cellini mark, but it's stamped with a little F, too. First time I've ever seen his ing early stuff. He was a better ing silversmith, too. It's just a shame he had such a ing stupid name. Do you know how much that'd sell for, Reverend?
Yeah, we thought about $70, said the priest, looking hopeful. It was in a lot of furniture that an old lady left the church. Really, we kept it for sentimental value.
"'Have you still got the box it came in?'
said Mr. Tulip, turning the candlestick over and over in his hands.
"'He did wonderful ing presentation boxes. Cherry wood.'
"'No, I don't think so.'
"'Ing shame.'
"'Is it still worth anything? I think we've got another one somewhere.'
"'To the right collector, maybe 4,000 ing dollars,' said Mr. Tulip. "'But I reckon you could get 12,000 if you'd got the ing pair. Futtock is very collectible at the moment.'
12,000, burbled the old man. His eyes gleamed with a deadly sin.
Could be more, Mr. Tulip nodded. It's a ing delightful piece. I feel quite privileged to have seen it.
He looked sourly at Mr. Pin.
And you are going to use it as a ing blunt instrument.
He put the candlestick reverentially on the vestry table and buffed it carefully with his sleeve. Then he spun round and brought his fist down hard on the head of the priest, who folded up with a sigh.
"'And they were just keeping it in a ing cupboard,' he said. "'Honestly, I could ing spit.'
"'Do you want to take it with us?' said Mr. Pin, stuffing clothes into a bag.
"'Nah, all the fences round here probably just melted down for the silver,' said Mr. Tulip. "'I couldn't have something like that on my ing conscience. "'Let's find this ing dog and get right out of this dump, shall we? "'It makes me so ing despondent.'
William turned over, woke up, and stared wide-eyed at the ceiling. 2 minutes later, Mrs. Arcanum came downstairs and into the kitchen, armed with a lamp, a poker, and, most importantly, with her hair in curlers. The combination would be a winner against all but the most iron-stomached intruder.
"'Mr. De Word, what are you doing? It's midnight!'
William glanced up and then went back to opening cupboards. "'Sorry I knocked the saucepans over, Mrs. Arcanum. I'll pay for any damage. Now, where are the scales?'
"'Scales? Scales! Kitchen scales! Where are they? Mr. De Word, I... "'Where are the damn scales, Mrs. Arcanum?'
said William desperately.
"'Mr. De Word, for shame! "'The future of the city hangs in the balance, Mrs. Arcanum.'
Perplexity slowly took the place of stern affront.
"'What, in my scales?' "'Yes, yes, it could.'